This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. The Hulu series Castle Rock recently resumed filming in Orange and other central Massachusetts locations. Productions like this are drawn to the state, in part because of a tax credit for filmmakers. Like most tax issues, this credit's sparked a lot of debate and some criticism. A legislative committee today will hear testimony on whether to extend it permanently. It's currently scheduled to expire in 2023. The Boston Globe's Matt Stout has reported on the film tax credit for years.
This program has been around since 2006, and it includes a 25% payroll credit, as they call it. But the project needs to spend at least $50,000 in the state. The majority of it's filming here, and the majority of the work in Massachusetts, they're essentially getting, 25% of what they spend covered for them by the state.
And now lawmakers are looking, some are looking to extend it into perpetuity. Now, are they doing that because this has been so successful for TV and film in the state?
The reason they're extending it is it's not so much the money it's bringing back, economically as a pure tax credit. It actually doesn't generate what many people would look at as like, well, this is a successful use of state money for generating, the economy and generating sales tax. But I think they're looking at it that in that time, you've created this industry and this market where there's certain people that are relying on it. They've created this whole studio out in Devens that is attracting TV series, and that it's helped cultivate, which was part of the point, a movie production and TV as well, industry here in Massachusetts. And the fear is if you suddenly end this, the work that's gone into it essentially collapses, because these productions will essentially go to the places where they're able to make a business decision and save money. And if Massachusetts isn't offering this 25% credit, they'll go to places like Georgia or any one of the 31 states right now that offer some type of credit. So there's lots of competition, and that's not including Canada.
Do supporters have the numbers of film credits and productions that have happened in the state to back up this push?
So the state has its what's called the Massachusetts Film Office, which essentially tracks, for the most part, all the productions that happen here. So there is accounting of who's come here to shoot and, who's planning to. I think what they're seeing is it may not be so much that, you're generating five times the amount of movies here, but they look at it as if you're able to bring in, say, a TV series. Like 2 years ago, they were able to bring in Castle Rock, the Hulu production, which, as opposed to a movie that's maybe here for a few weeks and then it's gone and it's never really going to come back because, it's a movie, it's a one-time thing. A TV series could create jobs over the long term because it films for longer, it puts more people to work. And there's the idea that if it's successful, then you're looking at what comes back the year after that and the year after that, where suddenly this production, it's still only one production, but economically it's making a bigger impact because more people are working and it's more sustained.
As you reported, the governor, though, is not a fan of the measure.
He's not, and neither was his predecessor, Deval Patrick. Both have made efforts over the years to either scale it back. There's been other proposals to outright eliminate it. Because there is still the question of, as much as it does for this burgeoning industry, how effective of a credit is it? And it essentially returns very little back, at least in terms of sales tax, that perhaps others do. So the question that's hung over this whole time, like, well, is this a good way to spend state money? And essentially, should we be using state money just to sort of help prop up an industry? And you have lots of supporters, because I think you see people in the legislature where they have either vendors or places where, movies and so forth are shot. They see for themselves and talk to their constituents and they see the impact, where you have others who may not as much. And they look at it as, well, could this, X amount of millions of dollars each year be going toward other things? And there's always this push and pull, and there's always this demand for money for education, transportation. I mean, that's sort of the drivers of the debate right now. But I think with, this tends to get a lot more credit because when you're talking about a multi-million-dollar movie that you could see in theaters, it catches people's attention as opposed to some other tax credit. And I think that's what helps drive this debate, but also this idea that should we be spending this money elsewhere? And I don't know if that will ever really go away because there's always this push and pull of priorities.
Politics and government reporter at the Boston Globe, Matt Stout, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.